Breakfast with Julian Clover
across our University City and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It is 8:34 now. If you passed by the Church of Our Lady and the English Martyrs last week or across the weekend, you'd have seen barriers out in front of the church. It follows concerns about part of the structure. This time last week, we spoke to Matthew Champion, who is the Historic Churches Officer for the East Anglian Diocese. And hopefully Matthew is on the line now, and we're going to get a little bit of update as to what's been happening. Good morning to you, Matthew.
Good morning, Julian.
Thanks very much for joining us again. And first of all, just to explain, it's just a small section, isn't it, of the church which was causing concern alongside the bell tower?
It's essentially some of the very decorative carving that we've got at the higher levels on the bell tower. So some of the pinnacles and some of the, the very elaborate carving.
Now, people who were passing by on the weekend, myself included, will have seen a cherry picker which had been moved into place, which is possibly a bit of a feat in itself. What's been happening at the church?
So what we did over the weekend, we've been working through since early Saturday morning, is we've been carrying out a high-level inspection using the truck hoist that you saw, and after taking a crew of specialist conservation masons up to about 57 metres above the city. And they've been checking every piece of decorative stonework individually and identifying any that are of concern and removing anything that is loose and considered dangerous. So far we've removed the upper sections of three of the pinnacles, and they will be brought back safely down to ground level where they will be preserved, labelled and recorded.
So does that mean there's still some ongoing work which is going to take place over the next few days?
I'm actually talking to you from site this morning, just outside the church. We have our large truck hoist back on site, and we are planning this morning to remove one of the upper sections of a larger pinnacle where we have some concerns for the safety as it sits on the corner just above Hills Road.
Ouch.
So the plan, well, quite. So the plan for today is to get the hoist into position with a team of specialist masons up there, who will then assess the situation, and then we will bring that pinnacle down to ground level. Once that is done, we will still have work to do here over the next few days. But it's hoped that by the end of today, we will have made it safe and we can reopen most of the areas, most of the junction and most of the lanes along Hills Road. So hopefully by the end of today, that we will have a little less congestion.
Yes, I know that it is one of the things about Cambridge, and I guess we're kind of spared slightly because it's the school holidays at the moment, which does seem to have a marked effect on traffic in the city. But I know that on Saturday morning, going off to the folk festival, it just took a little bit longer than I might have expected it to do so at that time of the morning. Presumably you'll be on the phone to somebody from the county council to make sure that, you know, they're satisfied as well with everything, but no doubt they'll be wanting to open the road as soon as they can.
Absolutely. We've been liaising with the conservation team at the council, the transport and the traffic team at the council, as well as people such as Historic England. You know, this is a grade one listed building, so we really have to take a cautious approach to any works. But the council and the transport team in particular have been absolutely wonderful in supporting what we've been doing. We've had a transport crew with us all weekend, and we have tried to minimise the disruption. But as I said, I think last week I'd far rather be talking about congestion than something more tragic.
No, absolutely. And just to clarify on that, are you expecting the road to open in its entirety, or will, as it was, I think, this time last week, just that end section of the sort of the, as the cycle and bus lane disappears, allowing people to turn left, I think was closed off, but people could still get through at that point?
Well, if everything goes to plan, and weather permitting, obviously, we can only work up to a certain level of wind speed. If everything goes to plan today, then we should be able to open most of the areas, including the traffic lanes. We may still have to keep the cycle lane and the footpath closed for the time being until we have netted the upper section of the tower. But hopefully, if all goes to plan, by the end of today, we will have those traffic lanes open.
That's good news. And in terms of the church and the visual look, will people who are looking up towards the bell tower and the spire, will they see anything different?
Nonetheless, they are very eagle-eyed. The stonework we're removing is, they're quite large pieces of stone. But you know, on a church this late with that many pinnacles, unless you are really eagle-eyed, I doubt you will really notice it. And certainly, you know, for the next couple of days, you aren't really going to notice any difference. What will happen, though, is we will be at some point netting the upper section of the bell tower, so we will have a cargo net wrapped around it just to tie everything together and keep it secure until we can develop the larger projects and work on the longer-term solution. So that may be a little visually intrusive over the coming months.
Have you able to put a cost on how much this is going to be by the time all the work has been completed?
At the moment, we really are in the early stages of developing the program. So, you know, we have a figure for the emergency costs, and we know what this the weekend and this week is costing us. The longer term project, though, it is going to be expensive. This is, you know, it's 133 years old this year. It's a very, very elaborate building. It's one of the most elaborate churches I think I've ever worked on, and the quality of the carving is absolutely superb. So we are going to have to, you know, spend time really developing a full-scale project to address, you know, a few of the issues that OLM has at the moment. You know, we do have some, you know, other, you know, more minor issues with some vaulting in the roofs as well. So the idea, we would like to tackle all of it at once. And so that is going to involve a lot of conversation between a lot of people and a lot of specialists. So it's not going to happen overnight. This is something that we're going to be working on, you know, over the next few months and quite possibly into the next few years.
Yes, as one of a number of people who have been married in the church, I'm sort of concerned for its safety and well-being long-term. As far as day-to-day usage is concerned, presumably the church continues to be open, as you were saying last week, for the regular scheduled services.
Absolutely. They've just finished a morning mass in there this morning, and we are using the side door through the car park at the moment, but we should have the west doors open later today as well.
Okay, that's great. Well, Matthew, look, thank you very much for the update this morning. I'm going to let you get back to checking out and making sure that everything is as it should be. Thanks very much for the update on the work at the Church of Our Lady and the English Martyrs.
Thanks for talking to me.
You're most welcome. It is 20 minutes now before 9.
Cambridge 105 Radio.